Hey, David, take us through, if you can, a visual presentation through a nuclear power plant. I mean, what would we see if we were going on a tour of these things? What are those huge stacks up there for? What do they do? And just kind of explain how this whole thing would work.
Sure. Many nuclear power plants are most evident by two things from the outside. One is the big concrete stacks. The second are the power lines radiating out from the nuclear power plant. As you drive close to a facility, you generally see those two things first. The tall concrete stacks are used to dissipate the heat, the waste heat from the nuclear power plant to the environment. All of the nuclear power plants are located close to an ocean, river, or lake, because for every unit of electricity they produce, they waste 2 units of electricity. They're only about 30% efficient.
Well, that's not very good, is it?
Well, that's about, for that type of technology, that's about the best you can get.
All right.
So they must dissipate a huge amount of water or huge amount of heat to the environment. That the concrete stacks help them do that. They're basically chimneys. When you get closer to the plant, the first thing you notice is a security fence, much like around a prison or anything like that. There's a tall fence topped with razor wire, infrared cameras, and all this stuff.
And let's hope they're very secure, but I'm not so sure. We'll talk about that later, too.
That's true. There was a plant in Connecticut a few years ago that had a windstorm and blew the fence open, and they didn't notice it for a while.
So. Oh, God.
But once you go through security, and if you're authorized.
Are these armed guards?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yes, they are. If you get through that process on the inside, first thing it looks like is any industrial enterprise. They're large concrete buildings, housing, industrial equipment, turbines, pumps, motors, and things like that. As you wander through the plant, it's a very large, you know, 7-story tall buildings. One thing that surprises a lot of people when they go through a nuclear power plant is how clean they are. People often look at nuclear power and may think it's held together with duct tape and baling wire.
That's not true. They're pretty pristine, aren't they?
Yeah, one of the reasons they're so clean is because of the radiation that's present. The plants are painted almost all the time because paint provides a good seal against radiation seeping into concrete and other parts of the plant. So to keep down the radiation dose to workers, they're painted all the time. There used to be a joke that if you stood still for more than 30 seconds, you'd be painted somewhere. So it also kept you from standing still in a nuclear power plant. But a lot of the plant, you can't get into when it's operating because of the radiation levels. So there are parts of the plant that are only accessible when the plant shuts down for refueling.
Okay, so a lot of parts of the plant, then, you're saying, are sealed off, huh?
That's correct.
All right.
It's either controlled access, so people, operators, and people conducting tests can go in there for a brief amount of time to inspect whatever they're looking at. But a lot of the plants you only see every 18 months to 2 years when you do refueling.
The heat that is being emitted from the stacks that we see, the stacks that you see when you're flying in a plane, you can see them. They're huge. Any dangers there? Is it putting anything into the environment we shouldn't be breathing?
No, those are actually simply just water vapor.
That's it. Okay.
Because of that water, the huge amounts of water that's being used to cool the reactor, if a leak develops, the systems are designed so that water leaks into the plant rather than contaminated water leaking out of the plant. So what you see is actually not the danger. It's what you can't see that's the danger.
All right. Now, we've got 103 plants. How about Canada? What do they have?
Canada has a smaller amount there than a 20 or 30 power plants.
All
they're
right.
About the same age as ours, but they're just a more modest fleet.
Now, tell me about the reactors in one of these things. What does a reactor do?
A reactor, basically, its purpose is to heat up water, and it does that by splitting uranium or plutonium atoms. When those atoms split or fission, they release tremendous amounts of heat. That heat is used to warm up water that's then used to produce steam. The steam spins a turbine generator that makes the electricity. That steam is then cooled back down into water and then reused in a recycle to do that process over and over again.
In Chernobyl, what happened there?
Well, Chernobyl is a was a four-reactor nuclear power plant in the Ukraine, outside of Kiev in the former Soviet Union. In 1986, the workers there were conducting a test of a backup safety system. Even though nuclear power plants make electricity, they need electricity themselves when they're shut down in order to power safety equipment and other essential safety systems. So the workers at Chernobyl were testing a backup electrical system to see how long it could provide electricity to the safety equipment in case their connection with the electrical grid was interrupted.
All right. It was just a test.
Just a test. And it was an admirable, the commendable reason for doing the test is to hopefully improve your safety levels. In doing that test, they wanted to test that one specific backup system, so they disabled a whole bunch of other safety systems so they could focus on how this one system being tested worked. When the test went awry, and it went down a pathway they had anticipated, because they had disabled all these other backup safety systems, they were in a very bad position. The power level of the plant went from about 7% of full power to over 1,000% of full power in a matter of seconds.
Oh, my.
And that massive power increase, an uncontrolled power increase, vaporized the water that had been used to cool the reactor.
Now, what caused the explosions, David?
That huge amount of energy in a short period of time just vaporized the water that's being used to cool the reactor. That steam explosion, that turning water into steam in a matter of seconds, or fractions of a second actually, caused a steam explosion that literally blew the building apart. Once the building was blown apart, like it wasn't a mushroom cloud, but it was still a very massive explosion.
So what, 30 people died almost instantly?
Yeah, there were 31 people died in short order due to the workers. You know, many of those deaths also were the firefighters who responded, the plant firefighters who responded to try to put out the fire that was caused, and they were basically on a suicide mission. They didn't put out the fire, and they paid a high price for trying.
What killed them, the radiation or the explosions?
The explosion killed one worker. So falling parts of the plant fell on him and crushed him. The rest died due to intense radiation exposure. Some right away, and some lingered a few weeks in hospitals outside of Moscow.
All right, if you're zapped with radiation like that, I mean, you go in, you're healthy, you don't see it, right?
That's right.
Obviously, you're zapped. What happens to you?
It's basically like being cooked in a microwave.
Oh my God!
The radiation kills your organs on the inside. It damages cells. Depending on what those cells are, the muscle or organs basically stop. Depending on how much radiation you got, that cell death is quick enough that you expire, or the death of those cells causes infection, and then the infection kills you. But it's not a way to go.